Chef 6 Mishnah 3. Paska la hachnis lo 1,000 dinar. So she agrees to bring into the marriage, let's say 1,000 dinar, says the large amount of money. She's going to bring this amount of money into the marriage. Hu poisa kenegdan chamisha asamana. So they would write into the dowry, into the ksuba, they would write 1,500 money. In other words, he would add on to whatever sum she brought in 50%. And on death or divorce, that's the amount that he would pay back into. So if she was going to bring in 1,000, he would write into the ksuba 1,500. And the reason being, says the Kati, that money was kind of very valuable, and you could do a lot with money, and you could make, you know, you could use the money to quickly earn other money. And it was like a valuable commodity to bring into marriage. So if she brought in money into the marriage, they would actually write, you know, cash is king, as they say, you know. So that he would write into the kasuba the amount that she brought in plus 50%.
So what they always did?
Always did. Because we'll see, hold on, this is according to this opinion. And that is because of the value of money, that money is so much more valuable than other goods that she would bring in. Yeah?
It's like an insurance, as it were, because...
Whatever she brings in, he's got to pay her back. But what it's saying about it is that if she brings money in, that's like such a chashuv thing. It's actually worth more than a cow, exactly. Ukenegad Hashum, if she brings in some other type of thing, and they appraise it, they give it a certain value. Who points like pachos chomesh? So what he would do in that case, if it was like movable articles, he would reduce it by 20%, and that's the amount they would write in the diary. And why? Because there's a karti. No, there was a custom in those days that when they were valuing things that the bride brought into the marriage at the wedding hall, they would increase it by 20%. So it's like honor the bride. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, look what she's bringing in. You know, she's bringing in this, and it's worth 100. Meanwhile, it's really like only worth 80. But then what they would do is when they wrote it into the kasuva, so they would like bring it down 20%. You know, they'd bring it back to its real values. They would write the less 20%, and that's the real value. But shumba mana v'shava mana. But if she brought something and it was valued, she said it's valued out of money, and it really was valued out of money. So then ain lo ela money. So then they would actually just write the money into the kasuva. So and if they appraised it at a money, she would give 31 sellers and a dinar. So now this is the reverse case. This is not that she brings the goods and they write it into the kasuba. She now says, I'm going to in future bring you a money's worth of goods, but she doesn't have the goods over here now. So in that case over there, she would have to give 31 seller and a dinar, which is 20% more than the money that she, you know, that she, because again, of the, it's like the devaluation case in the reverse. No. It's just an example. It's whatever. Yeah, and you'll see because it brings another case. Hino senes uba arba meos. If she said I'm going to bring you 400, if she said I'm going to bring you something with 400, hino senes chamesh meos. So they would write 500. You know what I'm saying? She would have to give 500, because again, if they wrote 500, 400 in the kasuva. It's because the value of the thing that she brings is normally reduced by 20%, so she would actually have to bring something worth 20% more than the 400 that she had in the kasuba. Ma'ashe chasen poisek, and that which the bridegroom agrees to provide, hu poisek pachos chomesh, she provides at less one fifth. So that's just a repetition of what we said up above.